This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, folks. Joe Zagorski here with another episode of the Pigskin Past. Today's episode involves the very first NFL wild card playoff weekend. Now, on December the 24th, 1978, the extension of the NFL's very first 16-game regular season schedule concluded with two more playoff teams that were not there before 1978. It was the result of the league's very first wildcard playoff weekend. Two more teams would increase the total number of teams per conference to make the playoffs to five per conference each. You would have your three divisional title winners in both the AFC and the NFC in the playoffs. And then you'd also have now these two teams with the best overall record in each conference, but teams that did not win a division title. They would meet each other in a conference wild card game. It's their own separate weekend. And so all three division winners as a result in each conference got a much-needed and a much-deserved bye week at the conclusion of the new 16-game regular season schedule. Now, the four wildcard teams would get no such luxury, and in 1978 and beyond. But that didn't matter too much. Prior to 1978, the Atlanta Falcons, Philadelphia Eagles, Houston Oilers, and Miami Dolphins would not have made the playoffs with their records. But in 1978, however, they did make the playoffs. They were now in the postseason tournament, and they were all very happy to be there, because there were 18 other teams that would be watching the playoffs at home on their television sets. Now, the very first specifically wild card game featuring these two wild card teams were the Eagles at the Falcons. Now, both of those teams were quite similar in several factors. Atlanta was making its first ever playoff appearance in the NFL, never had made it before. And Philadelphia was making their first trip back to the postseason in 12 years. Both of these teams benefited from some pretty incredible and uniquely iconic pro football miracles. The Falcons seized upon a tip pass deep downfield in the waning moments against the rival New Orleans Saints on November 12th of that year. And that play went down in posterity as Atlanta's Big Ben play. It gave them a critical 20-17 victory over the Saints, and that kept Atlanta's hopes alive for a playoff spot. And then 1 week later, the Philadelphia Eagles collected an even more implausible 19-17 win over the New York Giants when late in that game, a botched handoff between Joe Pisarcik and Larry Zonka led to a fumble recovery and a touchdown return by Philadelphia quarterback Herman Edwards in a moment that would live on forever as the miracle in the Meadowlands. That key victory boosted the Eagles to one of the two wild card spots. And no one really knew what to expect when the Eagles took on the Falcons in this wild card playoff game. Most predicted a defensive-oriented game, and they turned out to be correct. Philadelphia had built a 13-0 lead going into the fourth quarter, but true to their 1978 nature, Atlanta staged a miraculous comeback during the final minutes of the game. A 37-yard pass from Atlanta quarterback Steve Bartkowski to wide receiver Wallace Francis gave the boys from Dixie a 14-13 lead. And then a 34-yard field goal attempt by Eagles place kicker Mike Michel drifted just barely wide of the uprights, and Atlanta prevailed to advance to the NFC Divisional Playoffs the next week. Now, the first AFC wildcard playoff game at Miami between the Dolphins and the Houston Oilers did not really end as dramatically as the NFC wildcard game, but nevertheless, it was still a tight game where some key mistakes determined the winner and loser. The Oilers' ace in the hole was their brand-new rookie running back supreme, Heisman Trophy winner Earl Campbell. He had the first of several of his many great superstar seasons in 1978, and it was his 84-yard rushing effort in this game that kept several big drives alive for Houston, and that aided their blueprint for a victory. And indeed, it was Earl Campbell's one-yard dive for a touchdown in the fourth quarter, which led the Oilers to their 17-9 win over the Dolphins. Now, one unique trivia question and answer involved this game. Houston quarterback Dan Pastorini wore what is regarded to as the very first modern flak jacket in this game to protect his injured rib cage. Pastorini had suffered from several bruised ribs several weeks prior to this game. An unknown inventor by the name of Byron Donzis put together this plastic and all kinds of different other materials flak jacket and displayed it to Pastorini, who was instantly impressed. It distributed, the flak jacket distributed different air pockets, and it was just a wonderful device, and it's worked simply fine by quarterbacks from high school to the pros ever since. Now, the Falcons remain true to their nature as they advance to the divisional round of the NFC playoffs. They went to Dallas to take on the defending world champion Cowboys, but Atlanta barely lost in a valiant effort 27-20. Houston was more fortunate. They advanced to play the Patriots up in New England. The Oilers were a distinct underdog in that game, yet they pulled off one of the biggest upsets of the year as they downed the Patriots 31-14. Houston would end up losing in the AFC Championship game the following week to the Pittsburgh Steelers, who would end up winning the Super Bowl. So the very first weekend, very first wildcard weekend of games in the NFL way back in 1978 provided the fans with a good amount of excitement. It also provided all of the teams in the league a new opportunity. With these four new wildcard teams every year beginning in 1978, every team now had even more of a reason to play hard all year long, because now, in the case of many competitive teams, there was a new hope to make the NFL playoffs, even if those teams didn't win enough games during the regular season to win a division championship. I'd like to thank you for listening in today with the Pigskin Past. Be sure and check us out again in a couple of weeks. Take care.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.